1:29 at halftime. What is the motivation? What is the driving force behind the Badgers right now? I ask Carter Gilmore.
I think it was just playing. I think all of us, you know, we were kind of felt the stress at the end of the season of knowing we needed to win these games. We needed to win this game to get in the NCAA tournament. We all kind of bound up and weren't playing our best basketball. And I think when we got to the NIT, we were all like, screw it, let's just go out there and play and go play as hard as we can and have fun. And I think we kind of took the joy out of it when it was just so stressful at the end, you know, having to get those wins. And when we kind of brought that joy back of just going out there and playing and just doing it for each other, I think that was the biggest part too is, you know, we all kind of looked at each other. And we knew that we wanted to have fun, whether this was people's last seasons or not. We just wanted to go out there and have fun with our teammates and do it for the program as well. You know, we knew we disappointed Wisconsin as a program, so we knew we had to go make up for it for sure.
The comments of Carter Gilmore. When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible. Ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Badgers lead North Texas at the half, 41-29. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers 15 of 31 from the field, 7 of 17 from long range. Chucky Hepburn is 5 of 8. Now keep in mind, North Texas only gives up 16.7 attempts from the three-point line per game. Badgers have had 17 tries already, 4 of 5 at the foul line. The Mean Green, 10 of 22 from the floor, 4 of 13 from deep, 5 of 8. At the free throw line, the Badgers a plus 4 on the glass, plus 3 in the offensive glass, 5-2 in second chance points. Badgers guilty of 3 turnovers, that's all. Mean Green with 5, the Mean Green with 4 assists. The Badgers with 15 buckets, and they have had assists on 9 of them. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half here in Las Vegas, this first NIT semifinal game, it's Wisconsin 41, North Texas 29. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi. What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
The winner of Wisconsin North Texas will play either Utah Valley or UAB. That's the second game tonight. Still 20 minutes of basketball ahead of the Badgers as they lead North Texas 41-29.
The thing you have to do with North Texas is keep their season in context. They lost twice to FAU, which is obviously now playing in the Final Four. One of the games, they led by 5 points, I believe, with over 5 minutes left. No, they led by 9 points with 5.5 minutes left. And then FAU went on a 13-0 run to close them out. The other game, Perry had a shot to give them the lead in the final, what, 5 or 6 seconds? Six seconds, something like that. So they played them close, a couple of possession games. They had a lot of confidence in the type of season that they've had, but the Badgers came out fast in the first half, put them in a hole.
Yeah, it's something that North Texas is not used to, giving up that many points. Those games, you're right, though, with Florida Atlantic, both were four-point games, but one of them was 50-46, so they'll grind it. And this first half, though, was not a grind. 41-29 Wisconsin. Now we'll see if the Badgers can continue to build on this. And but you just, we've talked about it in college basketball. You mentioned it. You're exactly right. No lead is safe at all in college basketball anymore.
Since we're in Vegas, I'll tell you that Deuces are wild. Wisconsin has two players with two fouls each, Sejan and Klesman. The Badgers also have three players with two assists. So 9 assists on 15 made baskets, yeah. That's always a positive.
Very good sign. Ball's been popping. We get set for the second half.
You wonder too, Matt, if the minutes that this team, North Texas, has been logging with a shortened bench won't catch up a little bit with them, or already has maybe.
And on the flip side, let's keep in mind, Connor Asijan and Max Klesman both have two fouls. The only North Texas player with two is Aaron Scott. So if you're Grant McCaslin, I would imagine particularly Klesman, because of what he can do defensively. So they try to test him a little bit. We get set for the second half. The Badgers will have the first possession and will move to our right. Badgers led by as many as 14. It's a 12-point advantage now with the second half underway. Goes into Chucky Hepburn, and away we go. Hepburn will take it through the center circle, throws to Crowell, left of the circle, sends it to a Siege into the left wing. Back to Crowell, inside feed, Klesman goes up and gets a shot, blocked inside by Aaron Scott. And here comes North Texas moving to our left. Opening minutes, second half, 41-29 Wisconsin. Ty Huntsberry on the right side, drives and an inside lob to no one. I think he wanted Sissoko, didn't break, and Tyler Wall gets the loose change. Now Hepburn on the right side, cuts off the wing in the lane. Pass for Wall, deflected, stolen away. Here comes Tyler Perry, Klesman back, and Perry to the rim, layup is good. 16 for Perry, 41-31 Wisconsin, 45 seconds gone by second half. Hepburn to the front court for the Badgers. Throw to Crowell on the left wing. Crowell sends to Wall at the top of the circle. Gives to Hepburn, a flip to Klesman high on the left. He'll feed Wall on the left wing. A pass for Crowell, top of the circle. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky at the top. Huntsberry the quick close. Now Wall goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Single coverage Sissoko. Crowell up right hand, good. Steven Crowell taking advantage of the single coverage from the 6'9 Mulai Sissoko. 43-31 Wisconsin, a minute 20 gone, second half. Tyler Perry sets the floor for North Texas. He'll throw to Reuben Jones, wide of the circle against Asijan. Jones, the left-hand dribble. In the paint, spinning, goes up left hand, missed it, got his own rebound, and up and in, low on the right. Jones able to get there in front of Asijan, 43-33 Wisconsin, a minute 45 gone to the second half. Max Klesman out front, goes to Wall between the arcs. He'll give it up to Crowell, right of the circle. One dribble, a handoff to Hepburn. Chucky off the right wing. Stops at the free throw line. Gets it out to Klesman. No, goes into Wall. Single coverage. Scott, left block. Wall low on the left. Goes up and in for Tyler Wall. He has 12, and the lead back to 12 for Wisconsin.
Wall was able to get so deep, backed his man down to the rim.
45-33 Wisconsin, 17:45 remaining. Hunsberry gets a good screen for Perry, stops left elbow. Now Jones for three, left side. Nothing but net for Reuben Jones. He has five. 31% shooter coming into the game from three-point range. 45-36 Wisconsin, 2.5 minutes into the second half. Crowell left in the lane against Sissoko. It stays single coverage. Crowell backing, hand backing, still backing. Goes up left hand back rim, no good. Sissoko the rebound. 2:45 gone, second half. 9-point lead, Wisconsin. Hunsberry off the right wing, flips it up right hand, no good. Crowell the rebound. Well, Texas going quickly there and coming up empty. Not quite 3 minutes into the second half. 45-36 Wisconsin. Hepburn throws to his Sejan. Quick pass Klesman. A bounce into Wall, and it's deflected, and it's taken away by Sissoko. Turnover Wisconsin. Tyler Perry throwing to Hunsberry high on the right. Working off a screen from Sissoko. Hunsberry throws to Tyler Perry. Blasting into the lane. And his pass stolen away by Tyler Wall. Good job by Crowell, by the way, of cutting off the penetration. A Sejan quick release three, left wing, no good. And then Wall crashing for the rebound, crashes in to Aaron Scott, and Tyler is called for his first foul. And we'll have the under 17 media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 16:34 remaining. Wisconsin 45, North Texas 36. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 18. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of flurries again tomorrow, 33. Sunny skies and calm. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 12. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. 16:34 remaining. Wisconsin 45, North Texas 36.
Both teams sloppy or careless with the basketball to start second half. Both have two turnovers each. It'd be interesting to watch now how North Texas plays Crowell at the post. They've gone back to single coverage. I wonder if that is out of what happened in the first half where the outside shooters were hurting him a little bit, yeah. Notably Chucky Hepburn. You see that a lot with coaches. You got to pick your poison. If you do double hard and that low post player is a good passer, it could leave you vulnerable on the perimeter.
And Stephen Crowell is a good low post passer. Yeah, they went single coverage down the stretch in the first half. But it's continued early. You get the sense that North Texas is like a bucket away from really starting to feel like it's going to make this thing tight. 9-point lead for the Badgers now as we play on. 3.5 minutes gone, second half. Kai Huntsberry throwing to Jaden Martinez back in there. Refeeds Huntsberry, takes the dribble left side, picked up by Hepburn now. Huntsberry, little ISO ball. Huntsberry starts to back, left of the lane. Still backing near the left block. Huntsberry turns up right hand, off the rim, no good. Tyler Wall, the rebound for Wisconsin. Wall brings it up for the Badgers, left side of the front court against Aaron Scott. Wall flips to Jordan Davis. In there for the Badgers for Connor is Sejan. Hepburn gives it up to Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell throwing a wall at the top against Scott. 13 to shoot. Jordan Davis left side. Feeds Hepburn, left of the lane, into Crowell against Martinez. Crowell, left block. Goes with the left hand. Got it. It counts and a foul. Good counter move inside. Stephen Crowell with the and one.
He definitely frustrated the 6'7 Martinez with that counter. You could see it in his body language after he made it that left-handed bank shot.
47-36 Wisconsin. Martinez's first foul. Crowell with 8 points. Free throw on the way, and he left it short. Huntsberry the rebound. The lead back to 11 for Wisconsin, 47-36 with 15:38 remaining. Huntsberry out front against Klesman, a screen for Martinez. Huntsberry inside the right elbow, throws to Scott. Scott is fouled by Tyler Wall. Enough contact there, and that's two on Wall with 15:30 remaining. So he's got to be smart now. Still a long way to go. He's out there with two. Klesman out there with two. Carter Gilmore will be checking in for Wisconsin. He's going to come in for Wall. There's the Bean Green inbounding, baseline left. Throw in to Huntsberry, left of the circle, feeds Martinez, fakes the three, dribbles left of the lane, brings it back out to Aaron Jones. He'll try a three and hits it again. That's two for Reuben Jones, and it's 47-39 Wisconsin with 15:15 remaining. Mean Green back to within eight, and Gilmore, a pass with Jordan Davis, knocked away, and then a foul called on Gilmore as Aaron Scott deflected it. Gilmore called for the foul as the Badgers continue to be sloppy at times on the offensive end.
And the one thing defensively, the Badgers have to respect Reuben Jones' ability to stretch a defense. He's got the third most triples, not a large sum of three-point hits, but he's gotten hot at least once this year. He was 5 of 5 from the arc against Sam Houston.
Very athletic player, 42-inch vertical. Aaron Scott inbounds to Huntsberry. Connor is sieging back in there for Jordan Davis. Huntsberry out front, throwing to Jones, high on the right. He is with the sieging. Reuben Jones ahead of the screen from Crowell. Jones left of the circle, feeding Huntsberry at the left point. 15 to shoot. Huntsberry goes to left side. Scott, and he got hip checked by Carter Gilmore along the left baseline. And that's three now on Carter Gilmore as the Badgers with three team fouls. Make it four here in this second half as Wall is in for Gilmore. 14:50 remaining, 47-39 Wisconsin. Tyler Perry, baseline left, will inbound. Perry gets it into Martinez, hands it back to Perry, throws off the left wing, runs it to Martinez, left corner three is good. And here comes North Texas, 47-42 Wisconsin, 14:38 remaining. First bucket for Jaden Martinez. Hepburn throwing to Crowell, left of the circle. Crowell against Martinez, hands off to Hepburn. Chucky to the free throw line, slips it into Crowell, low on the left, pushed it up and in. Crowell with 10, 49-42 Wisconsin, 14:20 remaining. 24-12 paint points in favor of Wisconsin. Here's Jones, right of the lane against DeSegin, turns up left hand, clip the left side iron, no good, followed his own miss, now Scott's there low on the left, shot too strong, no good, rebound dug out by Tyler Wall. Crowell went to the floor, gets back up and rejoins the party. Wall to the front court. on the right wing, draws a double. Open man Hepburn feeds Crowell. Left corner, three, a Seagen, and that is badly off the mark. Rebound to Huntsbury. 13:45 to play, 49-42 Wisconsin. Huntsbury left of the lane, feeds Scott, knocked away, Hepburn. Chucky trying to save it, and he does to Max Klesman. Lead feed intended for a Seagen, picked off by Perry. A bounce to Huntsbury. Now Martinez, wide open three, right corner off the rim, no good. Rebound Hepburn, and a break for Wisconsin. 13:25 remaining, 49-42, the Badgers. Tyler Wall throwing to Klesman at the right point, and Max gets fouled by Reuben Jones on the right wing. That's the first on Jones, as we have the under 14 media timeout. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citco gasoline. Citco, let's go together. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 13:19 remaining. Wisconsin 49, North Texas 42. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Moms, they really are the best.
So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom and we'll broadcast right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Reserve yours now by calling 608-819-8255.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, and Pepsi. And get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. 13 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Wisconsin 49, North Texas 42.
Reuben Jones did not attempt a shot in the first half. Played a little over 13 minutes. Got busy here in a hurry, though, in the second half. 3 of 5 from the field. He's got 8 of the 13 points North Texas has scored, outscoring the Badgers 13-8. Crowell's got 6 of those 8 for Wisconsin.
Jaden Martinez has not been shy about trying the threes. 34% he is coming into the game. He's hit 1. He has missed 5. 1 for 2 here in the second half. It will be Wisconsin basketball. Front court, sideline right. Max Klesman will inbound. Out there with Hepburn, Asijan, Wall, and Crowell. Inbounds pass to Chucky. On the dribble, left lane line. Hepburn still pounds, throws to Asijan. Baseline left on the penetration. Reverse layup is good. Asijan with the take. And it's 51-42, Wisconsin with 13:05 to play. Good work by Connor. He's not dropping, drive to the cup. Here's Reuben Jones trying to do the same thing. Knocked away, ball is loose. That's last touch by Perry. Nick Connor, Asijan helped initiate that miscue. Hepburn helping out as well. Turnover North Texas.
There are flashes on the defensive end with Asijan, yes, every once in a while where he can pressure the ball and force a player into a mistake.
12:53 remaining, 51-42 Wisconsin. Klusman throwing to his Seagen between the arcs, feeds Hepburn high on the left. Chucky out front. A spin move, pull back, dribble left in lane, drives to the cup, layup hung on the rim and fell off, no good. Sissoko the rebound. Here's Huntsberry pushing to the front court, and he, offensive foul, yes sir. Kai Hunt, or actually that's Sissoko, I think they're going to get with the bad screen, and a turnover for North Texas. Kamari McGee will check back in for the Badgers, replacing Hepburn. With 12:34 remaining, 51-42, Wisconsin. Here comes McGee for the Badgers. Throwing to Klusman high on the right. Max at the top. Throwing to McGee. Off the left wing. Kamari in the lane. Knocked away. Got it back. Leaves it for a Seagen at the top. Covered up by Huntsberry. Now Klusman goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Stevie draws the double. Into Kamari, inside the left block. McGee, tough shot over Perry, missed it. Rebound Sissoko. 12-12 to play, 51-42 Wisconsin. The Badgers have not trailed in this game. Reuben Jones on the left wing. The Seagen defends. Jones to the top of the circle. Hooks a pass out to Perry, now against a Seagen. Perry goes into Sissoko against Stephen Crowell. Left block, Sissoko backing in the lane. One pump up right hand, good. Mulai Sissoko with five. 51-44 Wisconsin, 11:45 remaining. Max Klusman out front for the Badgers. Klusman between the circles, throws to Wall high on the left. Wall trying to direct a little traffic. Puts it on the deck, top of the circle. Takes it right lane line. Wall had it knocked away, and it's taken away by Sissoko. And that's the fifth turnover of the half for Wisconsin. Here comes North Texas down seven with 11:20 remaining. Huntsberry throwing to Jones, high on the left. Jones working off a couple of screens. One of them picked off a Seagen. Jones left-hand dribble to the line. In the lane, floats it up left hand. Good. Reuben Jones with 10, and it's 51-46 Wisconsin with 11:03 remaining. This is as close as North Texas has been in quite a while. Klusman on the right side works baseline into a trap, and it's knocked away out of bounds to Wisconsin. And we'll have the under 11 media timeout starting to get tight here in Las Vegas from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 10:54 to play. Wisconsin 51, North Texas 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud of Wisconsin Athletics.
Sign up for the Crazy Legs Classic. Enjoy an 8K run or a 2-mile walk and finish on the field inside Camp Randall Stadium. Save on registration when you sign up before April 1st. Get on it. For details, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. North Texas as close as it's been since about 8.5 minutes left in the first half. We have 10:54 left in the game. Wisconsin 51, North Texas 46.
And North Texas kind of answered the question I posed at the start of this half. do they have any other scores besides Perry and Huntsbury? Well, they've proven that so far in this half. Perry's only taken one shot. He made it, but it was early in the half, and he's turned it over to some of the complementary role players who have been carrying the momentum thus far for the Mean Green in this half, and I guess I'm not surprised. Reading about their coach, Grant McCaslin, he's put a lot of emphasis on just toughness, hasn't he?
Yeah, toughest team wins. That's their mantra. They have been all about.
He was like a 5'8 walk-on at Baylor.
Yeah.
So he's prided himself on being the underdog, and I think this team carries that mentality.
And he's really worked his way up. He was director of basketball operations at Texas Tech, was an assistant at junior college at Midland College, won a national championship there back in 2007, was an assistant on the Baylor team that won the NIT 10 years ago, and then a year later knocked out by the Badgers in the Sweet 16, part of that Final Four run, the first of two under Bo Ryan. The things they've done is they've been able to quiet down Chucky Hepburn, and he had those five threes pretty early in the game, and he's still there at 15 points for him. He'll be inbounding Chucky, baseline right, 18 on the shot clock, 10:54 on the game clock. And the Badgers lead North Texas 51-46. Hepburn looking into his Sejan. Connor, baseline right, pull-up 10-footer is off the rim. Tip Gilmore, no. Rebound battled for and pulled down by Tyler Perry. Good ATO, just could not convert on it. And now Perry brings it up the floor for North Texas against Hepburn. They spread it for Perry a bit. Gives off left side for Jones. Back to Perry, left wing. Tyler Perry on the dribble. Hepburn defending. Perry steps back, throws to Martinez, left point. Martinez driving left of the lane. Knocked away, got it back, trying to back down on Gilmore. Three to shoot, two to shoot. Martinez goes up, missed it. Rebound of Sejan flying in there for the board. 10:15 to play, 51-46 Wisconsin. Badgers drive for the last 3 minutes. Here's Hepburn, left of the lane, out to Gilmore. Carter goes off to Klesman. Max on the right wing, a feed to Gilmore at the top. Carter hands off to Klesman. He'll try a three. Back iron, no good. Perry the rebound for North Texas. And the Badgers stuck on 51. Perry to the front court. 9:48 to play. 51-46 the Badgers. Jones high on the right. Working on screens with Perry and Sissoko. Jones right hand flip to Perry. High on the right. Soft bounce Huntsbury. 13 to shoot. High Huntsbury high on the left. Takes the dribble top of the circle. Steps back. Snaps off a three. Around and out. No good. A siege in the rebound. 9:30 remaining, 51-46 Wisconsin. Hepburn gives off to a Sejan high on the left. Badgers have missed their last five shots. Connor with a soft bounce, got there on two bounces to Gilmore. Now Klesman left corner. Max baseline left, probing. Throws it out to Gilmore, turns to a Sejan, tries a three. Money on the right side. Connor a Sejan with 12. 54-46, Wisconsin with 9 minutes remaining. Reuben Jones rocks the dribble at the edge of the center circle. Goes to Huntsbury, refeeds Jones at the top off the Martinez screen. Jones left foul line extended, flips to Tyler Perry at the top. Using a Jones screen picked up by a Sejan on the switch. Perry hooks a pass left corner for Scott, back to Perry. Lost the handle, trying to sidestep the dribble. Kept it alive, feeds Huntsbury, a desperation three, wide right, and it's a shot clock violation against North Texas.
Scrappy is the way I would describe a Sejan on that possession. Scrappy. And you can see in the body language now of Perry, he's getting a little frustrated.
A little bit, yeah. Chucky Hepburn helping Connor a Sejan up. He was in a catcher position there for a moment. Chucky encouraging his teammate. 8:30 remaining, 54-46 Wisconsin. Matthew Stone in, Jones out, Martinez out as well.
I would expect North Texas, knowing that they have to pick up the tempo a little bit, be more aggressive, would start fouling a little bit more than what we've seen thus far, because that's been their trend all season.
Yeah, just three fouls committed here. So they start to turn up that heat, some full court pressure as well. Kelly Pfeiffer talking to the Wisconsin bench, and Grant McCaslin waiting to be informed what's up. And just getting the clock squared away here. I believe that was a shot clock violation. I think we're due a media timeout as well, I believe, is what since we're going to go ahead and do that. So we'll take it right now. We will take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 8 minutes, 30 seconds to play. Wisconsin 54, North Texas 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
8 minutes and 30 seconds remaining here in Las Vegas. This NIT semifinal game, Wisconsin 54, North Texas 46.
Maybe a small step taken by Connor Asijan, who has 12 points for the Badgers. He's only 2 of 6 from the three-point line, but the 2 is still significant. It's the first time he scored more than one triple since the Purdue game. So measure him that way more so than anything else. I think he's starting to snap out of it.
They have good balance today. 4 Badgers in double figures. Asijan and Wall with a dozen. Crowell with 10, Hepburn with 15. And so we were wondering. Now it looks like North Texas is putting on some pressure as Wall will be inbounding. Tyler looks, gets it into Hepburn against Huntsbury. One-on-one coverage there as Hepburn brings it up the floor, breaks the mid-stripe, hands off to Klesman. Now the Badgers go into the offense against Stone. They're extending that half-court D now. Gilmore at the top. Carter glides to the right side against Sissoko. Into Hepburn, 10 to shoot. Chucky baseline right. Chucky starts to back. Fades, flips at the foul line. Around it out, no good. Tyler Wall, the offensive rebound. And a new 20 on the shot clock for Wisconsin. 8 minutes to play. 8-point lead, Wisconsin. Wall against Scott. Tyler, baseline right. Pounds the dribble to the right wing. Shot clock at 8. Hepburn between the arcs. Little screen from Gilmore. Chucky left of the lane, goes up off the glass and rim, no good. Sissoko had it, lost it, out of bounds, last touched by Wisconsin.
Well, Chucky just hasn't had much success since making those first 5 shots.
They're
he's
right.
0 of 6, but 0 of 7?
Yep.
Wow.
0 of 4 inside the 3-point line. All the makes have been threes. 7:40 remaining, 54-46 Wisconsin. Huntsbury to the front court. Going to Reuben Jones. Back in there. All of his points. All 10 of them in the second half. Huntsbury left of the lane. Feeds Jones. He'll try for 3 more. Up top. Back rim. No good. Rebound to Siegen. 7:25 remaining. 54-46 Wisconsin. Tyler Wall almost dragging the pivot foot. Feeds to Siegen. Baseline left. Perry cut him off. Siegen had it knocked loose by Perry and out of bounds to Wisconsin. 7:15 to play, 19 to shoot. Badgers up by 8, 54-46. have Stephen Crowell ready to check back in for Carter Gilmore. So it's Hepburn, Crowell, Wall, Sejan, and Klesman. Chucky will inbound baseline left into Crowell. Hands it back to Hepburn, left of the lane. Chucky finds Crowell off the left block. Single coverage to Sissoko. Crowell backing, little dig from Unsberry. Crowell left block, up right hand. Back of the rim, no good. Sissoko the rebound. 7 minutes to play, 54-46 Wisconsin. Tyler Perry, bounce right side for Reuben Jones. Ahead to the screen from Crowell. Jones right lane line, glides to the goal, floats it up, no good. Missed badly, rebound Tyler Wall. 6:45 to play, Badgers up by eight. Wall right side of the front court. Tyler throwing to Klesman between the arcs. Backs to the right point, out of Crowell, top of the circle. Leaves it for Hepburn. Chucky on the dribble, left of the lane. Hepburn wheeling and dealing, low on the left, throws up a tough shot, no good. Huntsbury the rebound. Riding up the floor is Huntsbury. Cross court, Aaron Scott off the left wing. Cut off by Crowell. Scott loops it back out to Huntsbury. 6:15 to play. Huntsbury going downhill, runs it up and in with the right hand. He got Klesman all tied up. Huntsbury with 10, 54-48 Wisconsin. 6:05 to play. The Badgers have missed 9 of their last 10 shots. Klesman outside left, using a Crowell screen to the top of the circle. Ooh, Reuben Jones reaching in, knocked it loose, ball on the floor, a foul is called. And this is going to go, I think, against Huntsbury, going for the loose ball along with Klesman. Huntsbury is called for the foul, his second, team's fourth. 5:53 remaining, 54-48, Wisconsin leads North Texas.
From what we talked about earlier and their tendency to get into foul trouble, well underperforming in that area thus far.
He's playing sticky defense here. Here's Klesman inbounding to Wall at the top. High low, caught by Crowell inside, knocked away, another turnover. And here's Huntsbury, feeds Perry, deep three right side, off the rim, no good. Scott the rebound, low on the left, and the putback is good. His first points. North Texas within four. Greg Gard's going to use a timeout as the Badgers need to regroup with 5:35 remaining. 30-second timeout taken by Greg Gard. 5:35 to play, Wisconsin 54, North Texas 50.
What's really remarkable, too, and you don't have to have been a fan of North Texas basketball to realize that their marquee player is Tyler Perry. They've done this here in the second half, rallied to make it a ball game without Perry being a big contributor. Yep. He scored 2 points. He scored their first basket in the second half, and then it's been the others who have carried the load offensively.
Yeah, the Badgers are asking others to carry the load after Chucky Hepburn's torrid start, still sitting there with 15 points. So North Texas as close as it's been since early in this game. The Badgers have never trailed, but their lead, which was as large as 14, double digits a good chunk of this game, is now down to 4, 54-50 with 5:35 to play. Of course it's close.
I think they do this on purpose when they go 1 of 10 just to keep it that way, too.
Yeah, right.
We've seen these stretches throughout the season. It's nothing new. We'll see them try to fight out of it now.
Klesman inbounds to Hepburn. Bothered by Huntsbury. Gets the steal. Huntsbury drives to the cup. Blocked by Hepburn, but a foul is called on Chucky. Boy, the Badgers with 7 turnovers now in the second half. They average but 8.5 a game.
I don't think you'd expect it either out of those two players who are trying to execute a simple inbounds, Klesman and Hepburn.
Kai Huntsbury, a 78% free throw shooter. He is 18 of 24 in this NIT. He will shoot 2. And the first free throw is good. 54-51 Wisconsin with 5:31 to play. Badgers led it to half, 41-29. Second free throw, Huntsbury straight through, 54-52, Wisconsin. And again, they're showing press. No one on Wall. Tyler gets it into Crowell, throws it back to Wall, and he'll bring it up uncontested. Wall leaves it for Hepburn. Badgers go into the offense, trying to find some offense again. Max Klesman at the right wing. Klesman into Wall. Tyler, right block. Doubled inside, spins it out of there to Klesman, 10 to shoot. Back out the wall, cross court, Lindsey takes the three, around and out, no good, Perry the rebound. Isaac Lindsey in there for Wisconsin. 5 minutes to play, 54-52 Wisconsin. And the North Texas crowd really fired up right now. Reuben Jones out front, into Sissoko, moving in on Wall, whistle, offensive foul, Wall took the hit. Sissoko with the foul. That is his third.
Again, whenever you see a player lower his body, lower his shoulder, and then aggressively turn that shoulder into the defender, that's pretty much a routine call.
Well, it is and it isn't. It looked like
depends
Tyler
on his feet.
It looked like Tyler Wall was in the restricted area.
That's what I meant, on his feet.
Yeah, right.
Feet.
Okay. That was a timeout now taken by Grant McCaslin. So a break there for Wisconsin. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play, and this will be a full timeout. So we'll go ahead and take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. Actually, let's hold it here. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play. 54-52, Wisconsin leading North Texas. As we should not be due for a full timeout here, so we're gonna hold it to be safe. We're not at the under four mark yet. 2-point lead for Wisconsin. The Badgers have missed 10 of their last 11 shots. North Texas has a 6-point run going forward right now.
One of the most consistent players for Wisconsin over the last few weeks and even into this NIT tournament has been Max Klesman. He had 18 points against Oregon, 16 against Bradley. Struggled offensively. Got into the foul trouble in the first half. It seemed to knock him out of a little bit of rhythm in this ball game. And Max is only 1 of 4 from the field, 0 of 2 from the line. 2 points total, 1 rebound, 1 assist.
This is when he turns up the clutch meter, though.
That's
clutch
very
gene,
true.
Right?
And, I mean, you've heard his teammates and the coaches talk about that since the Badgers have been in the postseason, how Klesman's voice has become louder
in terms of
leading the team. He feels more comfortable now than any other stage during the year itself after transferring in from Wofford.
He's out there with Wall, Hepburn, Asijan, and Crowell. It's Soko, Perry, Jones, Huntsberry, and Scott. For the Mean Green, 4:48 to play, 54-52, Wisconsin. McCaslin using his 62nd timeout. Inbounds pass to Klesman. He was hassled by Reuben Jones, but the Badgers get it to Hepburn. Breaks the mid-stride, throwing to Klesman high on the right. Loops at the Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell against Sissoko. Loops it up the wall, outside left. Wall checked by Aaron Scott. Tyler on the left wing with 10 on the shot clock. Wall backing, mid post left, in the lane. Goes up left hand around the rim and out, no good. Sissoko the rebound with 4:18 remaining. A lid on the basket here for Wisconsin. 2-point lead for the Badgers, 4:10 to play. Reuben Jones out high against Asijan. Jones leaves it for Perry. Perry is money for this North Texas program when it gets late in games. Is off to Jones, 8 to shoot. Jones, spin move, left lane line, throws it up off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Crowell. 3:50 remaining, 54-52 Wisconsin. Hepburn to the front court. Badgers won for their last 12. Hepburn throwing to Klesman high on the right. Sends to Crowell right wing, leaves it for Wall, baseline right, out to Asijan. Right side off the wing, feeds Crowell up top, 8 to shoot. Crowell for Klesman, left side is Max, 4 to shoot. Klesman for 3, off the heel of the rim, no good. Crowell with a back tap to Asijan. Another chance for Wisconsin, 3:18 to play. 54-52, the Badgers. Guard gets the offense organized. Hepburn with 10 to shoot, left of the center circle, using a Crowell screen. A throw to Stevie, back to Chucky. Up top, Hepburn left of the lane, lost the dribble off his leg, and out of bounds to North Texas. And now we have the under four media timeout. Down to the end we go, said the play-by-play guy for the Badgers for the upteenth time this year. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:04 remaining. Wisconsin 54, North Texas 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
3 minutes, 4 seconds remaining in Las Vegas. Wisconsin 54, North Texas 52. The Badgers have gone 6 minutes without scoring. O'Connor is Sejan 3 with 9 minutes and change. The last points for Wisconsin. North Texas has scored the last six, and it will have the ball with the Badgers up by two, getting late now in Vegas.
So it's got to come down, right, to one of the marquee scores for either side, whether it's Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin got off to that sizzling start, 5 of 5 from beyond the three-point line, made his first 5 of 6 shots, and 0 for 7 since then. Or Tyler Perry, who we've talked about, likes to take over games later, did last year. How many times? Five times?
Five buzzer beaters. Wow. This year, over the last 15 games in the final 5 minutes, he's better than 62% from the field, 12 of 21 from three, and 23 of 23 at the foul line. And with all of that said, time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. Tyler Wall trying to do what he can. 12 points, 7 rebounds for the Badgers. Chucky Hepburn had the torrid start, has been quiet since. He has 15 here tonight. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's just hard to compute that someone like Tyler Perry, who has been there big score all season long, has taken only 2 shots here in the second half.
Yeah, well, we're down. We're getting late, though. So
This is his time.
Just ran down those stats. They are electric. What he does late in game, especially over the last 15. 54-52 Wisconsin, 3 minutes, 4 seconds remaining. And here comes Reuben Jones. He has given his team a massive lift in the second half with 10 points. Jones to the front court against Asijan. 2:55 to play. Jones left to the lane. Feeds Scott left corner. Back out to Jones at the left point. Jones to the top of the circle. The right-hand dribble. Right of the lane. Backing turns up left hand. Tie game. Soft touch with the left hand. Tied at 54. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Hepburn to the front court for the Badgers against Huntsbury. Throws to Crowell on the right wing. He's with Sissoko. Feeding Wall at the top. Throws to Asijan. Open three. Right side. And that is way off. Reuben Jones there to gather with 2:25 to play. Tied at 54. Jones to the front court. As North Texas trying to get the lead for the first time in this game. Here's Sissoko right elbow against Wall. Sissoko backing, low on the right, goes up and in. And North Texas takes the lead 56-54 with 2:05 to play. Timeout, Greg Gard. 2:02 remaining, 56-54. North Texas leads Wisconsin.
I want to look at that uniform number 3. That could not have possibly been Connor Asijan who took that errant shot. That wasn't even close. I've not seen a worse shot from Asijan leave his hand all season long.
Now wide left by a lot. So now the Badgers are behind for the first time tonight. It is a 10-point run for North Texas. The Badgers scoring drought at 7:05. has just been a hot mess. As North Texas, we mentioned, a very good defensive team. But the Badgers in the second half have scored 13 points. They led 41-29 at the half. They've been outscored in the second half, 27-13. Let's see what they do about it. Seijan, Klesman, Hepburn, Crowell, and Wall. Sissoko, Scott, Huntsbury, Perry, and Reuben Jones. Seijan sideline, left front court, inbounds to Hepburn. Throws to Wall, feeds Klesman high on the right. Max on the dribble, and he got fouled by Jones. That'll be team foul number six, and the second personal on Reuben Jones. So that was their last foul to give. Wisconsin has a foul to give. North Texas has the possession arrow. Badgers have one timeout available. North Texas has two. 1:58 to play, 56-54. North Texas leading Wisconsin. Seijan will inbound, sideline left front court. Gets it into Hepburn against Huntsbury. A throw to Wall. Leaves it for Klesman high on the right. Max for three in the lead. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Perry of North Texas with a minute 48 to play. A two-point lead for the Mean Green. Huntsbury to the front court. 1:40 to play. 56-54 North Texas. Huntsbury on the dribble. 15 to shoot. Huntsbury kills the dribble. Hands off to Jones. Jones with 10 to shoot. A minute 30 to play. Jones high on the left. He'll feed Perry. Crowded by Hepburn. 5 to shoot. Perry steps back. Takes a 3 left corner. Off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Sissoko. A minute 18 to play. Sissoko loops it back out to Huntsbury. 1:13 to play. 13 to shoot. 2-point lead, North Texas. 10 to shoot. Huntsbury against Klesman at the edge of the center circle. 5 to shoot. Huntsbury right side. Contested 3. Short. Rebound Klesman. 1 minute left. Badgers down by 2. Klesman to the front court for the Badgers against Jones. Max out high off a Crowell screen. Klesman left of the lane. In the Wall. Low on the right. Goes up. Gets fouled with 49.1 to play. Wall will shoot 2 with the Badgers down by 2.
And it was Max Klesman who created that opportunity for Tyler Wall with the drive. Hard drive down the left lane line. Set up Wall for a shot attempt, which was blocked, and he was fouled in the process.
Perry called for the foul. His second. Wall 2 of 3 at the line tonight. Badgers 4 of 6 as a team. Wall with 12 points. Badgers down 2. 49.1 seconds remaining. First free throw coming up for Tyler Wall. Eyes the rim. Free throw airborne. Too long. No good. One more coming up for Wall with the Badgers still down 2. The scoring drought more than 8 minutes here for Wisconsin. Second free throw for Tyler Wall, and that's no good. It rattles out. Aaron Scott the rebound. 45 seconds remaining, 56-54 North Texas. Perry gets fouled by Hepburn at half court. That's the last foul to give for Wisconsin. The third on Hepburn, 40.3 seconds to play, 22 to shoot, 56-54 North Texas. Yeah, North Texas gets organized. Aaron Scott will inbound. Front court, sideline left. Gets it into Sissoko between the circles. Leaves it for Perry. 35 to play, 17 to shoot. Tyler Perry at the center circle. Leaves it for Huntsbury. Shot clock at 10, game clock 28. Huntsbury on the right wing. Throws it out to Perry. Perry off the wing. Lost the handle. Loose ball picked up by Seijan. 18 seconds left. Here's Hepburn, left side front court. Chucky hands off to Seijan. Connor left of the lane. Inside the Wall. Low in the right shot. Block inside. Run down by Klesman. 6 seconds left. Timeout. Greg Gard with 5.8 to play. And the Badgers are down by 2 with the ball.
What a crazy sequence, huh? Perry with a turnover at one end of the floor, trying to get free of the coverage. I mean, Wisconsin's been really dogged in their pursuit of Perry, especially here in the second half. He turns it over, and then Wisconsin gets the ball inside the wall, who has the shot projected. Klesman, though, chases it down to save what's left of this game, less than 6 seconds.
So now, do you go for the gusto, or do you try to pound it inside? 5.8 seconds to play. North Texas 56, Wisconsin 54.
I think gusto might not be the word when you haven't scored in
9:02. I think scoring a bucket is gusto.
Exactly. Either or, right? Points. Points.
Both teams are in the bonus. The OU station ID will let this play out first.
I think the conventional wisdom, I'm sorry, Matt, is get something going towards the rim, right?
Yep.
And then maybe you draw a foul.
Yeah. 5.8 seconds remaining. North Texas 56, Wisconsin 54. So this is the North Texas defense that teams